This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, February 28th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And well, your boy is battling the Indianapolis flu. I am back in Philly. Feel like I brought a bit of a sickness with me, so not feeling great. But you know what? The daily pods, they do not stop. They will not stop. They are here. They are forever here every single day. Eagles news for you every morning. I love to talk about the Eagles, and I love to talk about the Eagles with you. So we are going to dive into all the news that happened on Thursday, get you updated for your Friday. Hope you have a good weekend ahead, a nice few days of plans and fun. The weather's been a little bit nicer recently. No Go Birds on Saturday, unfortunately, but that does mean I get the weekend off. So maybe it'll be a fun weekend nonetheless. So let's dive right into it. We talked about this about a week ago. It might have been 2 weeks ago now, but the idea that the salary cap was going to be higher than anticipated. So with that being said, the salary cap number is officially out. It was released on Thursday by the NFL, and the salary cap comes in at $279.2 million. That point two, obviously important there. And that is a little bit lower than the highest estimate. The estimates were somewhere around 275 to 281. It comes in around 1.8 million lower than anticipated, but not a huge deal. Overall, it's over $24 million higher than it was last year. I think last year it was right around 255. So the salary cap comes in much higher than anticipated, or I should say than it was last year, and right kind of in the middle of where teams thought it would land. So what does this mean for the Eagles? What it means for the Eagles is they are going to have around $20 to $22 million in salary cap space. Now, if you haven't yet, scroll down in your feed. You know, about a week ago, week and a half ago, I took a deep dive into the Eagles salary cap situation, how much they have, how they can open space, who they have to sign, extensions. So, I mean, it's a lot. It's like a half hour podcast. So go check that out. But just to summarize it for your Friday morning, the $20 to $22 million, we'll just use 20 because really $2 million is not that big of a difference. So they're around $20 million. Excuse me. I do anticipate them to sign Zach Bond. I'm guessing that'll be around a $4 million cap hit, maybe a little less, just because of how they'll structure it. I think Cam Jurgens will get an extension. His cap hit is already around five, so I don't think there'll be much difference there. They have to pay some of they have to pay all of their draft class, assuming they draft all their rookies. That'll be around probably $7 million or so. So the $20 million does go away somewhat quickly, and they don't have a ton of ways to open up more cap space. So the $20, $22 that they have to work with off of the new 279 figure, it's kind of tighter than it's been in past years. So that is how the Eagles enter free agency, which, crazily enough, about two weeks, week and a half, we will be at McGurk's doing the Eagles town hall. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You know how I do it. So if you do want to come and hang out, make sure you do. But yeah, $279 million is the cap, leaves the Eagles with around $20 to $22 million. So next up, the Eagles, we got some assistant coaching news. One from me, one a report from Syracuse Online. Let's start with the one from me, because why not? So the Eagles are bringing back offensive line coach Greg Austin. He will be joining the coaching staff this upcoming season. They've not yet announced it yet, but it is happening according to your boy. Austin was with the team, as I said. He was with the team from 2013 to 2015. He was in an assistant coaching role. It's not 100% sure what his exact like title or role will be, but I do think he'll be working with Jeff Stoutland in some capacity, helping to coach the offensive line. Austin was with the Jacksonville Jaguars and Doug Peterson last year. And also, I would anticipate being him. He's going to be somewhat of the TJ Paganetti replacement. Paganetti has been with Stoutland for a while. Kellen Moore took him over to New Orleans. So Greg Austin comes to help the offensive line and to help help Stoutland in some capacity. Look, I think it's a good hire. He's been here before. He's been in different places. He was with Jacksonville last year. So, you know, he worked with Doug. You got to like that. He has some experience in the college coaching world. And just the fact that he knows Stoutland and he's worked with Stoutland before, I think is very encouraging. So Greg Austin back with the team as Nick Sirianni starts to fill out the rest of his coaching staff. Next up, the Eagles did, or at least I should say, the Eagles still need to hire a quarterback coach. And we really haven't gotten a lot of names yet as to who that new quarterback coach could be. But we do have our first name, at least the one that they have interviewed. This is according to Syracuse on 24/7. I'm assuming that means Syracuse Online. Just Syracuse on 24/7, so shout out to them for this scoop. Syracuse offensive assistant head coach slash quarterbacks coach Nunzio Campanelli interviewed for the Eagles quarterback coach position per sources. Campanelli is a somewhat local guy. He's from Fairlawn, New Jersey. He's coached high school football in New Jersey before jumping to the college football ranks in 2018. He has never coached in the NFL, but has bounced around the local high school scene, Bergen Catholic High School. He was at Rutgers where he coached the running backs. He was an interim head coach for a little bit there. He was a Rutgers tight end coach. And then he was a Syracuse interim head coach and the Syracuse offensive assistant head coach the last two seasons. So interesting hire. One note, and this is according to BleedingGreenNation.com, who did a good write-up on him. Campanelli did seem to get the best out of Kyle McCord, and this is according to Bleeding Green Nation. With full trust behind him, McCord led Division I in passing yards with over 4,300 while rewriting the Orange single-season passing record in 2024. The quarterback led Syracuse to 9 regular season wins, tied for its most in regular season this century. McCord's success concedes with Syracuse sparking a turnaround in Brown's first season at the helm following 8 years of mediocrity under Dino Babers. Not a great name there. But anyway, Campanelli, it'd be an interesting hire. No NFL experience is not great. You do like a little bit that he's bounced around, I guess, but you kind of hope ultimately this is a, an experimental, I guess, interview where you learn from him, you get tips, you know, you hear different philosophies. I don't think I would love if they hired a quarterback coach that had no NFL coaching experience. Just, doesn't feel like what they need, especially when Parks Frazier is going to be their passing game coordinator. Now, he has NFL experience, but he's only 33. Campanelli with no NFL experience wouldn't love that. So maybe he won't be the guy. I would be kind of surprised if he ends up being the hire, but it is the first name we have heard overall. And, you know, the last thing I would say is they don't seem to be valuing experience very much this year. You look at last year, and again, they have not hired the quarterback's coach. But last year, Kellen Moore, ton of experience. Vic Fangio, ton of experience. If they do hire Campanelli, no experience in the NFL. Kevin Petullo, never really called plays. I know he has in some capacity, but he's never been an offensive coordinator. And their passing game coordinator, Parks Frazier, is only 33. So not great when it comes to experience for their new coaching staff, if they do indeed go ahead and hire him. But I'm going to guess we're going to hear some more names come out soon. So on the other side, we have a little bit more news. To be honest, it was kind of a slow Thursday, not a ton going on. But Michael Irvin talked a little bit about Myles Garrett when he joined WIP. And we got some news that Eagles fans have talked themselves into being excited about. I'll believe it when I see it. But we'll talk about that on the other side. But first, a word from...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Our sponsors. Okay, so the big news coming out of the combine, or at least the news that I feel like has been talked about most over the last few days, is of course the tush push and the Myles Garrett drama slash trade of it all. We've talked about both a ton, but as a result of it being the big story, I would say, of the past week, we have pretty much everybody in the NFL world chiming in on what they think about the idea of Myles Garrett ending up with the Philadelphia Eagles. So as a result, the WIP Morning Show had Michael Irvin on to talk about the possibility of Myles Garrett ending up on the Eagles. And as a former Cowboy, it certainly sounds like he would not be the biggest fan of maybe the best edge rusher in the NFL ending up in Midnight Green. So here's what Michael Irvin had to say about the possibility of Myles Garrett ending up with the Eagles.
Let me tell you something. The thought of getting Myles Garrett.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know what you got to give up to get a Myles Garrett. But the thought of a Jalen Carter and a Myles Garrett on a defensive line is just scary for the NFL. Reminds me of a Reggie White and a Jerome Brown back in the day. We had an offensive lineman when we were getting ready to play Reggie White and Jerome Brown. The dude came over and just said, I'm out. They said, what's wrong with you? He said, I'm hurt somewhere in here. All I know is I'm not playing because that guy, they intimidated him so much. This would be scary for the league, the thought of them getting Myles.
Yeah, scary for the league indeed, I would say. So, you know, it's funny, the Myles Garrett thing, I just go back and forth on, because on one hand, I just firmly believe Howie will be involved if he is available. I would just be very surprised if he wasn't. But on the other hand, I mean, you know, there was that quote from Howie, or I was there when Howie said it, basically saying, like, not talking about Myles Garrett specifically, but when you're trading a first-round pick and a huge contract for a player, the timing has to be right, and he kind of said the timing wasn't right. So maybe he's just putting that out there. Obviously, if he trades for Myles Garrett, I don't think anybody's going to be like, well, you said you wouldn't. I think people would be very excited about that. But when you hear, like, scary for the league, how does Howie turn that down? Like, I know, and we'll talk about it a ton, like, I know you can rationally sit there and go, don't pay big money. Don't give up a first-round pick. You're drafting well. You have tight cap space. Like, I get all that. There is a world where it makes sense not to do it. But if you're on the phone with the Cleveland Browns and you're Howie, I don't get how you say no to that. I don't get how you have a chance to add Myles Garrett and just what that would do for the team and the franchise and say no. I think that'd be tough to do. But we will see. It sounds like Howie's planning on saying no if he gets the chance, but I think it's one thing to say you'll do it. It's another thing to actually hang up the phone and know Myles Garrett might be going to the Washington Commanders. Speaking of elite edge rushers, there was some news, big news in the draft world on Thursday as projected number one pick and the best edge rusher in the draft, arguably the best player in the draft, Abdul Carter, the edge rusher out of Penn State, has a stress fracture in his foot. And while surgery was initially believed to potentially be required, it sounds like that is not going to be the case. And he is just going to essentially rehab, still do his pro day as he pushes to be that number one pick. Obviously, Eagles fans saw this news and had pretty much one thought. Well, maybe he'll fall all the way to 32. Injury, you know, teams get worried, da da da. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately. Now, Abdul Carter, I will say, awesome, awesome prospect. Like, I don't know, like, I'll just throw this hypothetical for you out there. If you could, in a hypothetical world, trade 2 1s for Myles Garrett or trade 2 1s for Abdul Carter, which would you do? Obviously, one's unproven in Abdul Carter, but one is way younger. And I think that's, while it's not going to be Carter, that is one question Howie's going to ask himself as he goes through this next, you know, week, 2 weeks leading up to the draft, month, whatever. It's a strong edge rusher draft. Like, would he rather use the 32nd overall pick on a potential edge rusher that's there? Or would he rather trade these picks for a proven commodity in Myles Garrett? Now, I don't think Carter is going to fall to the Eagles. Like, maybe he falls if it's a really, really bad stress fracture and he like re-aggravates and gets worse. Like, maybe he falls outside the top 10, but I really, really don't think he'll even get outside the top 5. So it's unlikely they'll get him. But as we talk about more of the draft prospects, like, there are some really exciting guys where they're not as old as Myles Garrett. They don't have the mileage on their body. They're not going to cost multiple ones. They're not going to cost a franchise kind of edge contract. So yeah, I think it'll be an interesting decision for all of us to talk about, but also one Howie's going to have to decide when push comes to shove and he has to make these decisions, because there will be a moment, in my opinion, when Myles Garrett is traded, and there will be a moment when Howie has to decide if he wants to go ahead and pull the trigger. So that'll do it for today's Daily Pod. Sorry the last two pods have been a little weird. I know I was in the airport for one, feeling a little sick today, but I can't not record. I love doing it. I love talking about the Eagles, and I love talking to you about the Eagles. So thank you guys so much for listening. Enjoy your weekend. It should be a nice, relaxing one. Maybe watch some Phillies baseball, listen to some Phillies baseball on WIP, and get ready, because we're a week and a half in free agency. It's going to be a wild few days. So that'll do it. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.